Oh, hey, Cocos.
Hi.
Okay, so y'all hear the music in the background on YouTube. I do not own the rights to that music, but that's just in our background, so please don't turn this off. So, Miss Coco, who are you and what do you do and what do you enjoy doing?
Oh, I am Coco. I am a hairstylist and also a salon suite owner. Mm-hmm. I'm a cosmetology instructor and also a mentor. I'm a mother and a wife to my beautiful kids. What I do is I love making women feel beautiful, and every day just waking up with life, like just being glad that I'm up, you know what I'm saying? Like that's really my biggest thing. I love just waking up, making my people feel beautiful.
Okay.
I love mentoring, and anybody who wants to ask me anything, I'm always here to help.
And so I'll say this, for somebody that I have watched since I was younger, you blossom so fast. And you probably don't even realize it because it was you doing it. And mm-hmm. I know, like, even myself, when I do stuff, people are like, man, you did good. I'm like, nah, I'm just doing what I feel like I'm supposed to be
right.
doing. But from the time of, I don't know if you remember, but you had, at one point, you and Dennis was friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know Coco, I know her. And so then I'm like, I saw her at school. And so then to see you going in the shop, to see you go get your own shop, and then to see you going to having your own sweet location for mm-hmm. other people for other entrepreneurs.
Right, right.
To come in and start their business. How mm-hmm. did that feel?
You know what? In the beginning, I didn't even have a feeling. I was just happy I was doing it. You know? It didn't hit me until somebody actually said, you are literally allowing your space for other people to grow their business.
Yes.
And that's when it kind of hit me. It was like, dang, you know, that's for real.
Yeah.
So, and then now, like in my salon suites, I don't just open it up for them to host their business.
Yeah.
It's more so host your business and I'm here to help. Okay. You know, a lot of people talk about, oh, salon suites are bad, but it's really not in mine.
Yeah.
You know, I treat it like,
come on,
treat it like an open salon. Like, I go to everybody's room, I talk to everybody, and I also mentor them if they need me. You know, whatever, when my goal is when you leave here, you know how to open your own salon suite, or yeah. you know how to open a salon, and you have some knowledge behind it, you know?
So, I saw you posting your courses. So, mm-hmm. how does that course go when you're helping people build their own suites?
The course is basically going to be a one-on-one. Like, right. we'll find locations. I'll introduce you to my real estate attorney. So, it's not just, I'm going to point it out and just this. I'm right. going to go with you step by step. We'll go over the contracts. We'll go over how to hire, how much money you need, how to find a good contractor. So, it's very in-depth. Yeah. Like, it's not, I didn't have that. So, I felt like I wanted to make this course to show somebody and help them because they don't have to come out so much money like I did.
And so I love to see that. And it's another person that does something similar, but mm-hmm. he does it with the care of business. Mm-hmm. Darnell, I'm going to get him.
Yes.
He be dodging me, but we're going to get him on. So it's a slug. He going to catch it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I love to see my people, and, mm-hmm. and not just saying Black people, not just saying young Black people, but people I've seen grow
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
like I watched y'all grow into adults mm-hmm. because it's something that Busta Rhymes, I sent it out to people today, but Busta Rhymes is saying that it's one thing to be a male, it's another thing to be a man. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that goes for the same thing for women. It's one thing to become, you know, a female, to mm-hmm. grow up to be a young lady, but a mm-hmm. woman takes care of business, taking care of responsibilities, look in the mirror and do what she gotta do.
Definitely.
And I feel like you have done that and you have mm-hmm. been very inspiring.
Don't stall it because I would start crying on
no,
this show.
You have been very inspiring. And so you and that dang on Lord, Miss Cross, watching y'all
yeah.
has been everything. And for her to open up her space and mm-hmm. allow me to have Marketing Muscles Part 3 there, that was everything.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all professionalism, mm-hmm. y'all like the energy that y'all give off that mm-hmm. you don't have to.
Yeah.
Is everything. And that's what we need to see. Like as young women, as older women, like it, age should not matter. You should
right.
be able to talk to anybody at any time.
Right.
And so I hate smuggling, man, you acting old, man. You just, man, look, I'm trying to be where the money resides.
Right.
Whatever that acting is. I want to be whatever that said because it's not just about, you know, the knowledge that you're getting. Mm-hmm. It's who you know.
Right.
You know how to apply what they told you. Right. And like you said, what you're saying, you're going to get people step by step. That's right. Real.
Yeah.
Because you can just be like, I mean, you know, I did this.
Yeah.
And I talked to these people. Who is the people?
Yeah. Who is the people? Can you give me their name and number? You know, I got a lot. Before I even opened, you know, I went to like 18 salon suites. Like I walked in acting like, I'm gonna give me a job. And then I tried to reach out to some people. Girl, some people ignored me.
Yeah.
There was only one lady who actually told me that God told her to respond to me.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. Her name is Miss Marquita. And she
shout out to Miss Marquita.
That yes, Miss Marquita. Hey, shout out to her. She's so sweet. She was the only person that guided me. Let just, you know, just kind of just basically kept me calm, basically. Because I had a lot of things that was going wrong. And I'm like, okay, is this for me?
Yeah.
You know? And I knew what I was trying to do. I'm like, I'm trying to reach people. I'm trying to really show them. And a lot of my tenants now have been there over 2 years. I've only been there open 2 years. And they've all been there 2 years. So, like, it's like, it didn't take no time to leave. People come with you because of your personality, because of who you are, because of what you bring. And if you keep that same energy and you actually show people instead of crabs in the barrel, that ain't me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to bring people up with me. Because of that type of energy, people want to be around you. People want to be like, hey, well, show me this. And I don't mind showing nobody nothing because it's not going to stop what I got going on.
That.
Yeah, you can't be like that, you know?
And that's crazy you said that because when I would promote, like, what I put in my oils or what I put in my shampoo, my cousin said, you going to tell the people what you put in your oil? I say, well, I looked that shit up. I'm pretty sure if they want to see it, they can look it up.
I mean, the ingredients on the label, the thing is, they don't know how much. They don't know how to mix it. Exactly. I get it. I mean, I understand, you know, because I don't really push my line like that. But they don't really know how to get it like you. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay, you know?
It's nothing against nobody. I say, man, because even when I was on my pop-up thing and I was doing all these pop-ups, and they was like, you let people sell hair products, and just like you said, I said, man, look, they clients gonna be their clients, my clients is my clients, my customers are my customers, their customers their customers. And if something that they have that I don't have or I have that they clients need, we here to collaborate, we're here to help one another.
Right.
And it's not until we understand that we are here together,
right,
and it's enough for everybody.
It's enough for everybody.
That is what keeps us as a people.
Girl, that's what keeps us down.
I try my best not to go there all the time, but it's like sometimes I have to because it's hurtful. It's hurtful to see so many people that ain't Black support you.
Right.
And it's like you really want to bring your people in because you want to see everybody grow together.
Or the strangers. The strangers be supporting you now. Those strangers don't come through.
Man, look.
Those strangers don't come
through.
Is here for they are. They are. But hey, you know, we got to still try no matter what, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I tell people, my biggest clientele is people that I met at different locations.
Right.
My most consistent mentors have been people I've met, you know, out of town doing other network events. And it's just, I'm thanking God because I'm blessed and everything that I went through, everything I'm learning, I know it's a purpose.
Right.
And I tell everybody, we're going to live on purpose, do things purposely. And you, lady, are doing it. You're doing it.
You know.
And so, how do you manage that as a wife and a mother?
The kids right now at home with their daddy.
That's their support.
So we both own our own business,
come on.
And it's kind of hard.
Did y'all hear that? They both own their own business. Come on, Black love and Black excellence.
Yes. We do have a trucking company as well.
Okay.
So it is a little challenging, but my mom is a huge help. My mom works.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, she works for us from 10 to 5 every day.
Shut up.
The kids get out of school at 3. We bring the kids home. They take a nap. If I work past 5 o'clock, then the kids will pretty much help me to watch the baby or something like that. And then I get home. But I always get them whatever they want because I don't want them to be those kids that's raising my daughter. So I try to make sure that I adjust my schedule. Yes, I only work late Thursday and Fridays. The other days I get off and enough time to be home with my family. But like today, it's just been go, 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 go.
I get
you know what I'm saying? But it's just balance. It's balance. It's talking. And it's communicating with your spouse. Yes. All of us, my kids have jobs too. They work on the weekends. So on Thursdays, we make sure we talk. Hey, what's everybody's schedule for Saturday? Mm-hmm. We work it out. We see where Milan is going to go. And if everybody's working, then I'll just have my mom to give, you know, give her one more day. And as soon as I or my husband gets off work, we just go pick her up.
Yeah, because that's the respectful thing.
Right, yeah. We don't just leave all day. Yeah. But we really just communicate and work it out. He mainly works nights. Mm-hmm. I work days. And it kind of works out a little bit like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so somebody years ago that I used to talk to, he would always say conversation rules the nation.
Conversation rules the nation. It does.
You know what I'm saying? And word of mouth is so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And all that goes into communication. All that goes into the emotional intelligence. Being able to understand what is going to help something, what is going to hurt something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're not here to hurt nobody.
Mm-mm.
We shouldn't be.
We not.
But if any event that somebody is hurt by what we say or what we do, it's our job to correct those things.
Right.
And even if you didn't mean to hurt them, but you meant what you said, you got to explain it. Hey, man, what I said was real talk.
Right.
But my delivery could have been better.
The delivery can be a little harsh.
So mentally, how do you take the cocoa time? Like, how do you do that? What does that look like?
You know what's funny? Sometimes when I'm at work and I'm done with, somebody, I just sit there.
Okay.
And I just sit there. I can do some work. Peace and quiet is everything for me. So when I'm at home or, like, if I'm doing something, I ask my husband, hey, I got a lot to do today. Or, because, I'm in school as well. So I got a lot to do today.
What you in school for, Coco? Come on, the girls is, the girls is school.
So I'm really considered a junior, but because I am a licensed instructor, I'm trying to get a job at Lone Star, the chief school.
Come on.
And the chief school requires you to have at least an associate's degree. So I just went back to just go get that. I actually graduated May 10th. So.
Come on here. But
that's
us to celebrate.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's just
right there
by Mother's Day.
Think about that. I didn't think about it. Girl, you know, your brain is scattered and it's full of sprints. A little bit of me time is going out with, friends, or we just kind of do brunch or hang out. And now my sister-in-law, she just got her massage license, so a good massage will do me good. And me and my husband are actually leaving next week to go on a cruise.
Come on.
So we get a little time here and there. We just have to plan it. A lot of my stuff is last minute sometimes.
Yeah.
Because of how hectic my schedule is, but I make sure I still take time for me.
Mm-hmm.
I let the girls still have time with their friends. Milani, we still take her to go jump somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot to do, but I make sure everybody gets their moment.
Because it's worth it.
I can't be having them help me all week or my husband help me all week, and I'm just doing what I want to do. Yeah. Everybody got to get a little piece,
Because that matters to them. One thing I learned is, you most definitely have to. So my mom was teasing me because she said, you spoil them kids. You be apologizing to them. I said, well, it ain't that I'm apologizing to them because I'm this terrible mama. But if I do something and I saw I could have, helped them a little bit more in the area instead of coming out so strong, because I do get in there, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, well, you know what? I ain't have to say it that way.
Yeah.
Just like I said, their communication. Because I don't want them feeling like, oh, well, she gone all day and she can't even be nice to me when she comes
home. Right, right. Because it can definitely show, like, if we're not having a good day, we come home snappy. We have to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to sit there a little bit. I be apologizing to her. I be like, mommy, sorry, baby, I'm sorry. I be hugging and kissing all day, I swear to God. I do. I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. But it helps. And then not just being a mom, my other two girls are my stepdaughters. Right. So, I got to be strong for them, too, Yeah. But I had them for a long time. Girl, they mine. They mine.
And so, how did that start off?
Girl, you want to know how I met my husband? How we doing this?
We'll start,
we doing?
We'll say, how did it start out being the stepmom?
He had kids before we met, and originally with their mom, and it wasn't the best situation for them at the time. And I'm very what's the word? I connect with a lot of people. Right. So I found a lawyer, and we actually have full custody. Okay. So we have full custody. They've been staying with us now for like the last 8 years. Okay. So they
always, whatever's best for the kids.
Yeah, always, whatever's always. They're good. They're healthy. They have their own t-shirt business. So, I mean, they good kids. I mean, I can't complain. So
one of them had a birthday.
Yeah, she had a birthday last week. She just turned 17.
That's amazing.
And that's what I was saying. They have their time. So Sunday we had like a crawfish little thing, small at the house. They have their little friends. So their friends came over and she has a little friend boy. We're not going to say boyfriend.
Right.
I'm not ready for that. I was like, we did. They all came over, and it was nice. She had a good time, and I tell her, anything to make you happy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
She didn't even ask much. She's like, Mom, I don't want crawfish and my friends over. Hey, I can do that.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the thing. Sometimes we make these grand plans for our kids. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do this. Let's invite this person. Let me get them this big background.
I didn't do that this time.
And it's like, sometimes they could care less.
Last year she wanted that. We did it.
Yeah.
Okay. But this year I say, tell me what you really want.
Yeah.
Last year she didn't really have a lot of friends. This year she kind of got friends. And she was like, I really just want to spend time with my friends. I'm good with that. Whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
And since you did bring it up, how did you and the hubby make this beautiful life?
You know what's funny? My friend introduced me to him. Mm-hmm. She normally talked to the bad guys. So when she told me about him, I was like, I ain't talking to nobody,
That's funny.
I was like, I'm not doing it. She's like,
absolutely not.
He's really cool. I promise you, he's really good. And I'm like, okay, so I still didn't want to talk to him because I was like, oh my gosh, like I've never dated a guy with kids like that that were very in tune with their kids. And he has kids every weekend, like all the time. Like,
so he have his kids?
No, for real. Like, so when we gonna get some time together?
Right.
Me and you, or just okay, whatever. So I told her I didn't want to talk to him or whatever, and she took my phone because on the way back I was driving, and she took my phone. But she had messaged him on Facebook.
That's funny.
In my name. And he had called me like that morning. I'm like, what the?
Right.
I said, Grandma, I'm gonna get you. And right. Thank you, Cheese. I didn't know the story, but we talked, and I think the first day we talked on the phone, we talked for like 5 hours straight.
Come on.
I just told him
instantly
what I wanted. I'm like, I am not wasting my time more.
Right.
He was like, no, I really want something for real. And we just went from there. Aww. We've been together ever since, girl. He proposed in 5 months. This year made 9 years married.
That's a blessing. You see that? It's real, guys.
This
can happen for you. This can happen for you.
You're so crazy.
It can happen for you too, girl. Don't give up.
Girl, it's crazy.
But no, the thing is, though, that communication.
Yeah, the communication.
We've been so busy, and I say we because we have all done it. Like, well, let me just see where it's headed. I don't know. But at the end of the day, when you really tell people what you want, either they're going to believe you or they're going about their business.
Yep. You got to say it up front. Like,
have to.
And you know who told me to do that? I was doing a lady hair. And matter of fact, my aunt. And she was getting a divorce. And she was like, whoever you meet next time, you tell him exactly what you want and how you want it. And I was like that?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yes. And so it's funny because when he talks about it, he was like, you were so aggressive. But it worked. Like, I never in a million years thought that worked. Yeah. Like, I literally told him before I even finished telling you my name, if you don't want a long-term relationship or marriage, lose my number. Please. He was like, no, for real. Like, that's how I really started it before we even started talking. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was tired of wasting my time.
No.
I was tired.
You have always been an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so since you have always been about your business, you've always been about taking care of you, you have to think about you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to give any time away, it needs to be worth my time.
Right.
You can't get time back.
You can't get time back. You cannot.
And if life have not taught me nothing else.
Ooh, that time ain't nothing, man.
Man,
ain't look, nothing to play with.
Man, look, I done looked up. I'll be 40 before I know it. So
oh,
crazy.
My God. I know. This is me.
And but it's crazy though. My mama laughed at me all the time because I said, I really can't wait to be 40. I don't know why, but in my mind, it's gonna be this grand year. I don't know why. But I've just it's stuck in my mind.
Well,
so I'm claiming it.
Evidently God knows something you don't know about.
And I thank him, but I just wanna see it. But I wanna say though, you and I just can't stop staring.
Don't you say it. What
I
you
can't.
About to say?
Man,
what you about to say?
When I saw you on that Instagram, cutting them gold, beautiful ribbons.
Oh, for my
that's beautiful.
I let everybody cut when they come into
that's
the salon.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, like,
do you see this? It's not just about her.
No, it's
she
not. It's
them
not.
To know that this is your business.
Right.
You're opening a business.
Right.
When you
I tell them that
week, you're opening up
this is your business. I tell them like treat it like that, clean it,
please.
Treat
dirty, sanitize,
yes. Sanitize. Oh my God, Miss Walker. Oh this Lord. Yes, yes. Shout out to Miss Walker.
Dirty D.
Okay. But I tell them like clean it, treat it like it's your own, like nurture it, you know. And then people gonna come, and because of the already the aesthetics of the salon,
yes.
It's really mild when you come in there, like it's nurturing. Mm-hmm. Like it's I took my time choosing colors. I took my time choosing how I wanted it. I just wanted to make sure that not only I feel comfortable, but they feel comfortable, their customers feel comfortable. And this is your spot. Like y'all don't work for me.
Yeah.
This is your salon.
Mm.
You just hosting it inside the MC Salon Suites. That's it. That's all.
I love it.
That's it. That's all. I don't got nothing to do with that. Man. Once you cut that ribbon, bye.
This is yours. The ribbon is cut. It's long. Mm-hmm. You've gone on. You mm-hmm. do your work.
And they do. They it's and it, you know what? It feels so good when we actually cut the ribbon. Girl, they be bringing their family.
That's
and
good.
It's so great. It just feels good. Like to
yeah,
be able to.
Them in
yeah.
To a new lifestyle. Mm-hmm. To a new thought process.
It feels
because
good.
Because think about the first time when you had your first space,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
you knew this was your space,
mm-hmm.
regardless of anything. If nothing else happens, rain, sleet, or snow, you can come in here,
mm-hmm.
and this is for you.
Yep.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I'm just, the fact that you're able to share that with somebody else, and each time you can see their face,
mm-hmm.
you can feel the energy, because
mm-hmm.
you feel it. Energy is unmistakable.
Yeah.
You feel the energy, and you know when somebody is appreciative,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have that gratitude, you said them people been there still.
They are. They I've had right now I have already 5 people on contract too.
Man.
Yeah, so the other ones are coming up. So
y'all hear that? The people want to be there. They love it there.
They want to be there. They love it there. You see the last 6 years? How the kids do?
They
I always do it wrong, girl. That thumb just pops up. I don't know how. I can't.
You that's yours. So that's the way you do it. You don't have to do it the way nobody else do it. Come
on.
It's so
funny.
But that's what makes you you.
Yeah. You need
y'all go follow this girl Instagram because it's a video that kills me.
Which
this,
one? Where's
the one
where
you run in there?
Which one?
When you ran in there, I'm talking about the $38 for the
bar. Oh my God.
Yo, I cannot stop looking at that. I don't know why. I can still go and look at it. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yo, she sped through there, walking in there, running in there. And she's like,
I was tired for real.
Because
at first I had recorded like
5
times.
Oh, you kept doing it, yeah.
Well, I didn't keep running though. I just kept recording. I was walking and I said, how can I make this interesting? So then I was like, let me run in here.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh my God. So when I did it, it just flowed. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like everybody was like, you is crazy. I've been having fun on the videos.
You are something.
I'll be trying.
Like you said something, and it's like anybody that know you say the exact same thing. That girl is something. That girl crazy. She had you dying. and she could do some help.
I'll be trying, man.
How did that make you feel all these years? You have so many clients that you've been having since you started.
Long time.
I pay attention.
Long time.
And I be seeing it. And I said, look at you know girls. What? These girls couldn't help.
It's like you said, it's energy.
Yeah.
It's energy, and it's I truly, truly love what I do. Mm. That's the difference. Like, I truly love what I do. I love making people happy, making people smile. I'm going to make you dance before you leave. Like, it's just, it's the whole, it's not work. You
it's
know,
experience. It's,
yes, and it's just not work. Like, we come in and have a good time. If my clients are feeling some type of way, I like to make them feel good.
Yeah.
I pretty much keep the same energy. Like, since y'all know me, this has been me. This is who I am. Yeah. I'm a goof. You know, I play too much, you know, but I love him. I'm never serious with the tennis in the shop. They be like, oh my God, Coco, shut my door.
Yes.
They always like, you play too much. Oh my God. But they laughing. We're having fun.
Yeah.
And that just is what it is. I just remain the same person. Like, I don't know how to change because that's who I am, you know?
And so I think when people say that, you know, you're the same, the thing is your spirit.
Right.
The same.
Right.
Your spirit is the same.
My spirit is the same. But I'm growing.
You have evolved so much.
Yes.
But it's rare
mm-hmm.
that you can still see the essence of the person
mm-hmm.
as they climb economically. Mm-hmm. As they claim climate status, and, you know, it's just, it's rare to still be able to feel like, oh, I can just go up to her and say, hey, Coco, and she's mm-hmm. not gonna make me feel like, well, girl, why are you talking to me?
No.
And that's big. People see that and people love you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's amazing to watch.
People like to see you.
Yeah.
If you are trying to be somebody else, it's not gonna sell. It's not gonna sell. If you're trying to be somebody else, it's not gonna sell. Like, you're trying to be so and so. That's not you. Once you become yourself, once I realized that people like me, mm-hmm. it was so funny. Like, me making funny videos or doing anything with hair, so they like me. People literally come, and when they come in my shop, they was like, oh, I have found this video of you, and it was your energy that drove me to your page. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy because I am just being myself.
Yeah.
I'm not being nobody else.
But that's the most, mm-hmm. that's your best content. I ain't gonna lie.
Just be yourself.
Like, when I'm really just cutting up and like at my most cut up, that's my most like. Let's say, shit, I done worked hard on.
Yeah, you been here trying to look.
Restarted.
You're trying to y'all sit up straight.
About that.
You're trying to sit up straight. Do look, stuff.
I did my makeup and everything.
Yeah,
y'all got you. But I'm over here. About halfway, one lash is hanging. That's what y'all like.
That's what they like. They like you to be yourself. And they like you to be yourself.
You saying it though. Listen, people is out there.
Your people.
Listen, Coco say, be you.
Be you.
Be true.
Be you, be true. That's right. That sounds good, girl. Be you, be true.
That's a little thing I know.
I know. That's a little thing. I gotta take that. Let me burn it for Libby.
Come on.
But no, that's good. I actually like what you're doing. Like this, I've always wanted to do a podcast. I'm chicken. I'm so chicken. Oh gosh. You know what? I can do funny videos because I'm in the room by myself. Dad.
Yeah.
You know, but this is amazing that you're doing this. And I was like, I gotta get on her podcast. I gotta get on here and talk and say something. No, I'm serious. Like, it's really good. Like, to see you doing the mimosa stuff and stuff. I was so sad I couldn't come last. But I did find my wallet because I needed to go to Dallas the next day. That's why I was like, I got to find this wallet. But
Coco, I tell y'all, I'm not playing. If you have an emergency, don't never think about nothing that we're supposed to do if you have an emergency.
I know. And I appreciate you for being like, so understanding. You were so understanding.
And she most definitely be at 0.5.
I will. Like, I will, definitely.
No,
let me know in advance. I'm coming. Like, I'm like, Lord, I'm about this thing. You can't show up, but I'm coming at the next one. But, this, everything that you're doing, like, I was really inspired by you. That's why I was like, let me do, when I did my networking event yesterday, I was so scared. I was so scared, but I literally would watch your videos and see you talking. And I'm serious. So I'm like, man, she make it look so easy. I'm like, oh, Lord. So yesterday when they tried to put the camera on me, girl, I got stuck. I was like, hi, y'all.
And my how y'all doing?
This is myself. Don't you act like that, but. It just inspired me to do it. I'm like, okay, let me just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Let me just do it. Even when I asked him, like, okay, how can we do this podcast? Girl, I was so nervous, but you know, my coach is like, you need to get on the podcast. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. This is something my first time, you know?
Like you just you told know, everybody, so, just being you.
Yes, but I was like, I have to do it. Like, I love that you're doing this whole thing. And then I like the name, Just Talks. Ooh. I was like, I like this. That's nice, girl. I like that. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming.
It's crazy you say that. Just Talks was in my brain mm-hmm. for 2 years before I did it.
What?
One of my mentors was like, that's gonna be a lot. You're doing a product, you're doing a pop-up shop. And I'm like, why you gonna yeah, add that? Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't add that. But when I did add it, mm-hmm. it just hit. And I'm yeah. like, I could have been, you know, and I'm yeah. still doing products. I'm still doing networking events. And it's just like, you can't let people stop you.
You can't.
That's one thing I learned. Mm. Like sometimes I just go live.
Yeah.
Nobody be on there. I'm just running my mouth.
Yeah.
But it's just like, as I look at it the next week, so many people don't like it. Because uh-huh. it's just like, I say, I'm doing it because I need to do it.
Right.
That's right. It. I got to get it out. It's like, you get once it out. I get out, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it.
No, I'm cool. Like, because my sister's like, why you didn't tell me about the event? I said, girl, if I hadn't put it out there, I wouldn't have did it. I just threw it out. Girl, I didn't even, listen, I didn't know what the restaurant looked like. I didn't even know if they was going to have it. Girl, it was crazy. I just threw it out there, but I was like, I have to do this. Like, I have to do
and
this.
And I have to know next time.
Yes. Oh, well, I posted flyers.
My brain.
Okay, I'll send it to you personally.
And that's why I'll send it to you personally. Ronica, I love you, baby. That's why I told Ronica, I say, if so, this is me. Mm-hmm. When I get on social media, they think I really be on there. I really don't be on there.
Oh, me
real.
Either.
I post whatever I'm going to post, and I'm gone.
I be ghosting. Yeah.
I still got to make products. Mm-hmm. I still got 2 kids. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on other projects.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, guys. Yeah. And so at night, so early and late, that's mm-hmm. when I get on there. Because okay. I'm trying to see, well, who replied or who this, who that.
Right, right.
To just go on there. I have to like, oh, okay, Coco. So I'll go and look at your
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I'll go and look at Relika. So, you know, it's like different mm-hmm. people. I mm-hmm. go and look at their stuff because I know they're doing something.
Right, right.
But at the moment.
And I appreciate that, by the way. Like, I really do. Because you know they build up our Instagram. I'm like, she's so sweet. Like, I love that. I love that.
So one thing about me, y'all, if you send me anything, I will post it on my stories for sure. Regardless.
Okay.
If I know, I'm posting it.
I remember that.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Because people are like, you posting all these people's stuff. I say, well, that's for, I mean, it don't cost me nothing to post their stuff. Why wouldn't I?
Girl, we try to tell our mom friends that, right? See, the strangers posting. You posting for everybody, but people, your own folks want to post. See, I'm talking about, ooh, that's crazy.
But I know you got stuff to do. Mm-hmm. It's busy, Cole.
Yeah.
And I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
I thank God for the woman in you that he has built up, the mm-hmm. mother in you has built up, the wife in you that has built up, the things that you haven't even done yet or told people you're doing yet.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for that. And I tell people, I'm big on the flowers while you smell them.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, nobody got to do shit.
You're right. Nobody got to do that. You're right.
And sorry, I'm a cussing. I'm working on this. It's not all the way gone yet. God is helping me. But I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
girl, I'm trying to get my life together over here.
You don't even know. When you had reached out to me, the girl reached out to me. And
I
said
did.
She wanted to be on Just Talk.
That
was big for me because, again, I'm doing it because I got to get it out of me. Because
mm-hmm.
It's my brain. I had to get it out. But for other people to take interest mm-hmm. in what God has put in me,
yeah,
is big to me.
And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Just know, you know, I tried to be on another podcast and it wasn't for me. They didn't accept me. And when you said yes, I was actually very happy. Like, I was very, very happy, you know? And don't take what you're doing for small either. Because this is a big thing. It's going to be big. Bigger than what you can even handle. So that's how I look at things in life. When people tell me what I can't do, then I show you what I can do.
Yeah.
Because my dad has always told me, you got to go through can before you get to can't. When you're actually writing it out, right?
Yeah.
So don't let nobody tell you that. But they just doing it because they got fear in them.
Come on.
You don't have no fear in you. So you do it. you put it out there and you watch the people come to you, it's gonna flourish. And now I'm about to tell everybody, and you're gonna have a lineup of people want to get on Jess Talks. Now, if you want to get on Jess Talks, make sure you, how do they do? Inbox you, email, what they
inbox
do?
Me.
Inbox her, email, all that good stuff, okay? Because she's very sweet, kind, and I really appreciate you. You made me tear up because this is an amazing experience for me. This is my first podcast, y'all.
I like to pop cheers.
So I'm super excited about that, but I am so grateful to be here. Like, I really am.
I appreciate you, and is so real to me that you even took the time out of the schedule.
Yeah.
We both collaborated on this. You posted it, I posted it, and that's it.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And tell them where they can find you.
Y'all can find me at www.themaincouture.com. That is to book an appointment, or at @maincouture_ on Instagram. And honestly, Main Couture everywhere. YouTube, Twitter, everything is the same name. It's the brand, baby. Couture.
Couture.
Main Couture. Yeah.
And Main means what?
It's for your hair.
Come on, because some people love. We love y'all, but yes. Everybody ain't there, and it's okay.
The elevator ain't always.
I'm just here to help. You know?
Yeah, but, so Main is definitely for your hair. That's how I came up with my name. Since of course I love to do hair. Yeah. Couture is basically my brand. I love everything fashion, beauty. You already know I'm extra. Glizzy, glizzy, glam, glam, bling, bling. That's just me. So it goes with the brand, and everybody loves it. So.
All right. Well, thank you, baby.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it's Jess and Jess Talks. And we'll see y'all next time. And remember, tap in on Saturday because we'll be your Jess Talks with KERB Radio Broadcasting, Cutting Edge Radio Broadcasting. So love y'all. Bye. Be blessed. Stay safe.
Do your peace, Jess. Bye.